Penguin Audio presents Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. Cutting a Dash, the radio series that inspired the hit book, hosted by Lynn Truss.
I'm standing in Brighton outside a petrol station, and I'm really upset. There's a sign here that invites me to come in, you see, for videos. That's video apostrophe S, CD apostrophe S, DVD apostrophe S, and book apostrophe S.
Punctuation is just a set of conventions.
I get extremely exercised about the loss of the apostrophe.
I experience physical pain when I see apostrophes being used where they shouldn't or left out where they should.
Over the next 5 weeks, with the help of experts and obsessives, Cutting a Dash will present the case for caring about punctuation, preserving it, and grappling as if lives are at stake with the proper use of the semicolon. And we begin today with the apostrophe, because, let's face it, even if putting an apostrophe in a sign for books may not quite be proof of the collapse of civilization, it is extremely and worryingly ignorant. David Dennison, Professor of Linguistics at Manchester University, charitably tries to explain why some people just can't get the hang of it.
The apostrophe is different from a lot of other irregularities in language which are difficult to master in that it is entirely artificial. It's an invention, effectively, of printers, and it bears no correspondence to the spoken word. You can't hear an apostrophe, ever.
Well, all right, that's true. When Victor Borge made his fine comedy routine out of the imagined sounds of punctuation marks, it's noticeable that the apostrophe was one he didn't even attempt.
A period sounds like this. A dash. An exclamation point is a vertical dash.